This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So a lot of us have cats and dogs, and we really believe we could communicate with our cats and dogs, right? I know exactly what my dog, Apollo, I got this big, huge yellow lab. I know what he wants. I can tell because of his tail. When he wags his tail, he's happy. They're pretty easy. When his tail is kind of, you know, limp, and he's sitting there, then he kind of looks sad because I make him go outside to go poo-poo because I'd rather go poo-poo in the house. I could read that. The cats are apparently a lot more mysterious. And some veterinary experts are teaching us how to tell what a cat is thinking based on their tail. Now, my cat's tails are very, very interesting because they use them as a weapon. I have this big office chair at home, and every now and then, a cat will get up on that chair, and then will just keep smacking me in the head with their tail. Now, I don't think these veterinary experts have accounted for that, but the cat will sit there and smack me in the head with the tail. They act like, oh, I can't control the tail. They can control the tail damn well. They can control their tail. When I ask them to stop, they stop. And then all of a sudden, they go back and start hitting me again. So they have absolutely full control. They know exactly what they're doing. And they really need a tech issue because this is driving me crazy when they do that because I don't like getting smacked in the head with the tail. Dr. Carlo Siracusa, an assistant professor of veterinary medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, told National Geographic that in order to read cat tail signals, you have to pay attention to their whole body and not just their tails. Okay, obviously, he doesn't own a bunch of cats like I do. These cats, yes, they do have certain facial expressions, but whenever they act up with their tail and I look at them, they try to have an innocent look. So it's baloney. You really can't read, you know, you can't look at the cat will let you, will give you emotion based on what they want you to believe, okay? It's not going to be their real thoughts. They say, for example, if a cat appears to be sleeping, but is tapping its tail, it may be relaxed overall, but paying attention to something around him, a sound or movement, okay? Or if the cat is really sleeping, it could be dreaming. And when you know how we move our arms and our legs or our mouths or our ears in our sleep, some of us can move our ears, cats will move their tail. Now, I love doing that. My cat does pretend to be asleep, Shaky Boo, okay? I got tons of cats and dogs, right? Okay, so Shaky Boo will pretend to be asleep. And I know he's pretending, okay? I'm not stupid. He closes his eyes even I know. And he's lying there with his tummy. So what I do is I have this little video where I pretend that, oh my gosh, this is great. He's asleep, so I can attack his tummy. Now, he knows what tickle attack and attack tummy means. So if he opens his eyes, then he lets on to me that I know he's awake. So you know the anxiety builds. And the reason why the anxiety builds is because his tail starts to move. So here I am on Facebook Live or video talking about how I'm about to do tickle attack tummy. Because the only time I could rub his tummy is when he's asleep because he never lets me rub his tummy when he's awake. So everybody, Shaky Boo is asleep. Everybody, shh. We are now going to be able to touch his tummy. I cannot wait. And you see him almost convulsing, right? And trying to hold it back, pretending to be asleep, getting ready to attack me if I touch his tummy. And I can tell this by his tail. So Dr. Siracusa is right. Shaky Boo does not like tummy tack. Anyway, they say a cat with a whipping tail can mean it's on alert, nervous or potentially aggressive, and the cat should not be touched. Okay, I disagree with this. If you have a cat that's sitting on your shoulders or sitting by your head, smacking you in the head with the tail, you grab that cat and you do tickle attack, okay? Because he needs to stop. That's just ridiculous. The cats do that. Now, on a calm cat, a straight tail with a hooked tip is a greeting. So if the tail is just a little bitty bit hooked when they come up and see you, when they do, we have the welcoming committee. When I come home from work, there's a whole welcoming committee the kitty gets. And they come, and their tail is up, and they trot, and they have this little bitty hook to it. Yet, if a tail is straight up like a point, that's aggressive, right? They're scared. Just like when they arch their back, they arch their back to try to make themselves look bigger. So we got this big yellow lab that's like 150 pounds, and we have this little baby kitten. And when the kitten gets mad at the dog, she tries to arch her little baby back. I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay, he could eat you in one gulp. Are you kidding me? Really? That arching of the back? It's not even scary. She looks at me like, yeah, I had to try. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because they don't like it when he eats their food. You know, we say eating their eats. When he eats their food, they get mad. So they try to go up to him, like, you know, oh, hell to the no. And they try to arch their back. And he's like, I can eat you guys. Leave me alone. Anyway, they say cats who are afraid of something have an arched back. Their tail up gets all puffed. When their tail all puffs out, because they're trying to peacock. They're trying to make themselves look bigger. Yeah, I got Sashi. Sashi's a cat, and she has a lot of plump to her. And Sashi, when she starts to plump up, it's like a bear. I mean, you know, she's the size of a bear. She's huge, and that's pretty scary. I'm scared. They say if the tail is curved downwards, it could mean that the cat is defensive. A relaxed cat, the tail is in a low neutral position, not just doing anything. Now, they say tail movements can be confusing to read. So look at the cat. If a cat bolts to another room, right? Some people call it the zoomies. I just call it psycho cat. It could be fear, energy, frustration. No. I have cats that think they're on a mission from God. And I have cats that think that they have some sort of a duty to race across the room to reach, I don't know, a speck of fuzz. And then when they reach it, I'm like, what's going on? They just look at me like, I got nothing. So I do have psycho cats. They say cats need stimulation and would be chasing prey and climbing up trees if they mostly spent time outside. So a lot of times they want some prey. They want to chase stuff. And homes are not very stimulating. So I let the cats go outside a little bit. We have a little area because I don't want an owl to come and get them. And I let them chase after bugs, but they don't do anything with the bugs. When there's a bug in the house, they don't do crap. So I'm trying to train them to get, you know, get a cockroach or something every now and then. All right, 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Mandy who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, so leading medical groups are mobilizing against the Obamacare repeal. Apparently, the groups representing patients, consumers, and healthcare providers fear the American Health Care Act, approved by Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives, would impose added costs and risks on many Americans. Replacing the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, was the centerpiece, obviously, of the GOP's 2016 election platform. And they say that patients must have access to affordable and adequate care as part of any change to U.S. health coverage. This is from 8 major advocacy groups. My question to all of them is that we don't have access and affordable and adequate care now. Right? So this is, I'd say what I would do if I was a politician, but let's just read this article and then I'll give you my opinion. They say, to highlight the issue, the medical groups plan a series of events to urge the Senate to put patients first and reject the AHCA. I thought the AHCA was trying to put the patients first because letting Obamacare fail puts patients at risk. Senate Republicans are currently working on, of course, a health care reform bill of their own. They say the American Health Care Act would jeopardize health coverage for tens of millions of Americans while making deep cuts to Medicaid. We are proud to join with our partners in the health field to call on the Senate to reject this approach and to protect access to the health care coverage, according to Rick Pollack, president and CEO of the American Hospital Association. Well, there's some big groups involved in this. And we'll talk about what's going on there. They say the organizations have created what they call a fact sheet about the impact the House-passed health care bill would have on Americans. It projects that 23 million Americans would lose coverage under the AHCA, and that cost could rise steeply. State by state, effects of the House bill will be discussed at the upcoming events, according to a news release from the sponsors. They say health care remains a deeply personal concern for American families, and together we must seek solutions that help make health care more affordable. I agree. This is Executive Vice President of AARP. She said, we're pleased to join these groups and raise our voices to call the Senate to move in a different direction so that we can improve health care for Americans. Okay, this is where I'm confused. Okay, I thought the Senate, that's what they're trying to do. Okay, we have some major issues and we need to seek solutions to make health care more affordable. They want the Senate to go into a different direction. And this is the problem with groups trying to be political here. Okay, you know, they want something done, but the Obama way or the liberal way. All right, and if you really want change, if you really want patient care first, then how what your statement should read is, we want, let's work together bipartisanly. Thank you for trying to do something, to this failing bill. We realize there's a lot of issues. We do have some concerns with the current ones, but we are, we have common sense and we understand the economics of why things have to change. So let's work together. I mean, there's a better way to do it. And the reason why I'm kind of shocked at this is because anybody in medicine and anybody that went through the training that nurses and pharmacists and therapists and dentists and chiropractors and medical doctors and doctors of osteopath went through, we have a lot of education and we have a lot of understanding of healthcare. And, why they would fight a change to a failing system doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I could see with that, I didn't have to be the smartest person in my medical school class to see that the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare was set to fail. Okay, we saw issues right away. And it's kind of embarrassing to the rest of us in the medical field when you have all these quote-unquote medical societies fight trying to fix Obamacare or repeal it. It's kind of embarrassing because if anybody should know what the hell to do for health care, it would be these guys. And they want Obamacare to remain? They don't want it replaced? I mean, why? Because, they don't want to hurt their political butts? This is so frustrating. Dr. David Barbee, president-elect of the American Medical Association, said the groups oppose any legislation that would diminish gains in health care coverage and consumer protections achieved in recent years. Okay, I get that has to be their political, and trust me, I get this, okay? I'm a part of the American Association of Family Practitioners. I get how we cannot politically say we want Medicaid cut, okay? We want essential benefits cut. We want pre-existing conditions cut. We can't say that, and we never will. And the average doctor isn't going to say that. Okay? And that's exactly why Obamacare was so brilliantly planned. how it was so brilliantly planned. They were like, look, we're going to promise all this. Let them try to take it away later. And that's the mess the GOP is in. You can't go back. Some people go, well, good. We don't have to go back. Let's make it work. It's not working. All right? People don't want to buy insurance when they're healthy. They only want to buy insurance when they're sick. You see, the system isn't going to work like that. Because insurance companies cannot just sit there and pay out sick people without getting quote unquote healthy premiums coming in. If money doesn't come in, money's not going to go out. So, according to Dr. Dave Barbie, we urge members of Congress to protect patients first and pursue a bipartisan approach to reforming our healthcare system. Well, that's a beautiful statement. And it's a very politically correct, Teflon type of statement. But where's the practicality to that? Pursue a bipartisan approach. If we're running out of money, if we're running out of insurance companies that want to be a part of Obamacare, if insurance premiums are skyrocketing and employers don't want to hire you because they don't want to pay the crappy premiums, what's the solution? Okay? I mean, you can't bipartisanly go, all right, we'll keep everything in place. So they say the eight organizations include the AARP, the American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the American Hospital Association, the American Medical Association, the Federal American Hospitals, and the March of Dimes. Now, these are some real heavy hitters, and their opinions really do count. But I can't tell you how many of us physicians listen to these leaders, and many of us don't belong to these associations anymore. Because we're like, are you kidding me? You're a physician, for crying out loud. And you're saying that this is okay? That what's happening in our healthcare system is fine? We are going to have a collapse of our healthcare system. We talked about that years ago, and we are just at the point now where if nothing gets done, we are going to see it happen within the next probably few years, if not next year. We are in dire straits, and anybody who cares about patients needs to stand up and say, okay, yeah, something's got to get fixed, and it's got to get fixed now. But if everybody is going to, in these big medical societies, going to kind of take a political, you know, sort of liberal lean to this, going, no, the Senate cannot do the AHCA. Maybe the GOP just has to do that. Maybe the GOP just has to let Obamacare completely fail, have the healthcare system collapse, and then they come in and save the day. The problem is you can't save the day when you have a big, huge collapse of a system. And the GOP is going to get blamed for it. Nobody's going to say in the news, oh, well, you know, this was Obamacare's policies. Nobody's going to do that. Okay? They're going to say, oh, see, it crashed during the Trump presidency. See, if Hillary won and Obamacare was still in play, you know, the health system, well, how the health system would have crashed is they would have kept throwing money into it. They would have kept throwing money, kept expanding Medicaid, and then eventually the insurance companies would have either had to funding that they would get, I forget what they called them, where they infused money into the insurance companies so they could buy down the premiums for some people. So the government, what they would have done is just keep throwing money into it. The problem is the GOP doesn't want to do that. Okay? You know, you have to eventually, you know, close the faucet with Medicaid dollars, etc. So, I can't speak for any of these associations, but, there's politics behind it. Realize that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We have some breaking news. San Francisco police are responding to a shooting at a building near the Bayshore Freeway. The department said in a tweet, people are advised to take shelter in place until otherwise instructed. From what we understand, a quote-unquote, a lot of people were running. It's still a little chaotic at the time. Antonio Salik told CNN he was working on a house across from the UPS building when he heard shots fired. He goes, I was working and suddenly I heard shots and I peeked out the window. I saw people getting out of the building and they were wounded. A lot of people were running. The construction worker said he also saw people on the roof. This has been people on the roof with their hands up, letting police know they were unarmed. Police approach and they were taken to a safe place. Yeah, keep in mind, whenever something is going down, if somebody comes up behind you, and I understand when you're scared, you know, somebody's like, hey, well, you know, and you freak out. I get that, where you may yell. But if somebody comes up to you and says, get your hands up, just do it. You know, even if you're an innocent bystander, just do it. Because they're trying to figure out where these shooters are coming from. And just expect this time and time again. We have the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia. Now we have a possible shooting here in San Francisco. Just somebody says, get your hands up, just do it. Listen to what the police say. Let them know that they're expecting there to be innocent bystanders, and they just need to know who's a bad guy and who isn't. They say aerial footage showed police leading dozens of people, many in matching brown work uniforms, out of a building. A tactical vehicle arrived shortly thereafter. The site of the shooting was the Potrero Hill area, which is a residential neighborhood. So police seem to be concentrated around the UPS San Francisco Customer Center, a couple of blocks east from Franklin Square. So we'll let you guys know what's going on. We're not sure, you know, at this point, but this is... it's scary stuff. We'll keep you guys posted. All right. A top Michigan health official and four others have been charged with manslaughter in the Flint water crisis. According to the Washington Post, Michigan Attorney General's office today charged the state's top health official with involuntary manslaughter for his role in the Flint water crisis. This has now stretched into its third year. Nick Lyon, director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, also faces one count of misconduct in office. Both charges are felonies. While much of the attention in Flint is focused on the lead-tainted water that had exposed thousands of young children to potential long-term health risks, the crisis also now has been linked to an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease that has contributed to at least a dozen deaths. Those cases is what ultimately led to the charges Wednesday for Lyon, as well as the state's chief medical executive, Eden Wells. He faces charges of obstruction of justice and lying to a police officer. Oh, this is bad. This is bad. Lyon was aware of the Legionnaires' disease outbreak by early 2015, but did not notify the public until a year later. Why? According to charging documents filed in court and reviewed by the Detroit Free Press. According to the documents, he willfully disregarded the deadly nature of the Legionnaires' disease outbreak, later saying, we can't save everyone, and everyone has to die of something. The Attorney General's office alleges that Lyon was personally briefed on the situation in Genesee County. The figures showed the number of Legionnaires' cases was more than three times the annual average. Lyon allegedly also refused an early offer of help from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and hindered scientists from researching whether the spike of Legionnaires' cases was linked to the city's switch to water from the Flint River. So they said those failures unfortunately led to the death of Robert Skidmore, an 85-year-old man who was treated at McLaren Flint Hospital. Now, the Michigan Health Department has not immediately responded. Investigators accused Wells of threatening to hold back funding for the Flint Area Community Health and Environmental Partnership if the organization did not stop searching for the source of the outbreak. He was also charged with lying to an officer about when she became aware of the sharp increase in Legionnaires' cases. Lying, it's so easy to do. People lie. I can't tell you how many people I have seen just even recently. They lie through their teeth. And they just lie. And, I mean, you do that to a police officer, I know you don't think you're under oath. You're not allowed to lie to a police officer. Mona Hannah Atisha, the Flint doctor who went public with test results showing the spike in high blood levels in the city's children, said Wednesday that despite the charges, Eden was instrumental in getting top state officials to acknowledge the growing disaster after they initially dismissed its seriousness. So I do want to remind everyone that after my research went public and the state went after me, Dr. Wells was critical in getting her colleagues in the Snyder administration to finally understand and respond to the gravity of the crisis. Restorative justice and accountability are critical to the journey toward healing Flint. So for decades, I guess Flint paid Detroit to have its water piped in from Lake Huron. They used anti-corrosion chemicals along the way. But in early 2014, the city, under the control of a state-appointed emergency manager, switched to Flint River water in order to save money. State officials failed to ensure proper corrosion control treatment of the new water source, so the failure allowed rust, iron, and lead to leach from the aging pipes. This ended up in residents' homes. Now we have thousands of children who were exposed to high levels of lead. This could cause long-term neurological issues, learning issues, physical damage, etc. So the task force began probing this back in 2016, and from what we understand, Attorney General Bill Shute has filed more than 50 criminal charges against almost a dozen state and local officials, many of whom now face multiple felonies, as well as civil suits against outside companies that work with the Flint water system. He and his team have insisted they will continue to follow where the evidence leads. So, we've been wondering, who's going to pay for this. We've been wondering, when heads were going to roll. And so I guess the Michigan Health and Human Services director is charged now with involuntary manslaughter in this criminal investigation. We'll keep you guys posted on this. Whenever I read cases like this, it's not the conspiracy theory part of me. It's the lateral thinking. Who else has been trying to save money and screwing over their constituents? Okay, and who else has wanted to cover things up? It's in human nature. Okay, when something bad happens. Okay, you have some people that go, okay, I just want everything out on the table. I want to let everybody know what's going on. Let everybody know here, okay, this is what's going on. Here we are. Okay? But the average people are like, wait a second. Okay, nobody noticed. Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's fix it. Let's move on. But then you have individuals where, we got away with it. Now, I'm not saying these particular people in general, but, we're good. Okay, don't say anything, stick to the plan, we're good. And they keep going. And then somebody's like, this could be an issue, maybe we'll get caught, all right, well, let's back it off a little, let's rethink, and the lie gets bigger and bigger. And, it's in human nature to lie, okay? People lie, it happens. People BS, people exaggerate. I love to exaggerate. I've sat here on air telling you guys that I was 115 pounds, that I was a real blonde, that I'm super sexy. Okay, that's not a lie. It's just, it's a real over-exaggeration. All right, it's a lie. It's about the weight, that's a lie. All right, sorry. There, see, so I lied. I lied about my weight. Now, I told you guys that my show was really good. Again, case in point. So, we all lie. But when you're dealing with people's lives, when you're trying to save money, when you're trying to save your job, you're going to get busted. You're going to get caught. Nobody is too big to fall. Look at Hillary. I think Hillary's being investigated again. You are never too big to fail. People have this, the world is a much different world. People who got away with stuff, forever, it doesn't happen like that anymore. Even Al Capone got caught. Okay? People get caught. Things happen. And sometimes the higher up you are, you can say, there'll be somebody below me that could take the blame. Mm-mm. No, when poop rolls, it rolls uphill. So we'll see what happens with Flint. Hopefully these kids, are getting clean water right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we have the latest on the shooting. It was at a UPS facility in San Francisco. Thank you for joining us on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, it's such a sad day for news. But from what we understand, it was a possible UPS employee. Witness said that he heard five gunshots and saw UPS drivers running down the street screaming, "Shooter, shooter," after gunfire at a sprawling San Francisco package delivery warehouse. From what we understand, four people were injured. Two have, I think, have died. And multiple people have been brought to the hospital. The shooter, we believe, did turn the gun on himself. We don't have any more information, but it does appear to have been at a UPS facility. Two people are dead currently. Multiple people injured. We'll keep you posted as we get more news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you are over 75 years old and you take aspirin, you have to be very, very careful for a possible major bleed. Scientists say that you need to take stomach protectors because if you are older 75, you could be at risk for a major GI bleed. All right. They insist that aspirin has important benefits like preventing heart attacks, which does outweigh the risks. And if you stop aspirin suddenly, that could also be an issue because aspirin helps prevent platelets from clotting. Kind of thins the blood, and it's a huge adjunct to us, preventing a heart attack and stroke. They say anyone with concern should speak to their doctor before changing medication. So, according to this report out of the BBC, they say doctors many times prescribe daily aspirin for life after a person has a stroke or heart attack. And researchers have known that aspirin could increase the risk of stomach bleeds. So what we've said is, look, if you are at risk for a stomach bleed, talk to your doctor. If you're not at risk, take the aspirin. And so, but what about people over 75? So researchers at Oxford University decided to find out whether the benefits still outweigh the risks in this group. So the study looked at 3,100 patients who had previously had a stroke or heart attack and were prescribed aspirin or similar blood-thinning drugs. They found that for patients under the age of 65, the annual rate of disabling or fatal bleeds was less than 0.5%. Meanwhile, for people 75 to 84, this rose to 3 people having major bleeds in every 200. They say the risk of fatal or disabling bleeds continued to increase. And, you know, you fall if you're over 75 and bleed, that's not good. If you have a hemorrhagic stroke, not so much an ischemic stroke, but a hemorrhagic stroke, that's not good. So what you need to do is if you are over 75, you may need to take a proton pump inhibitor, something that helps protect the stomach lining. So, again, you got to discuss with your medical provider. I don't want to be the one to, prescribe it. I'm not supposed to be prescribing medications. Many of you have asked, if I could prescribe. Nope, not happening. Sorry. I'd love to help, but no. It's scary because many people don't take aspirin because they're fearful of getting a GI bleed, and a heart attack is way worse than a GI bleed. But a GI bleed can kill you also. So it's one of those things where it's like, do we do it? Do we not? All right, so Professor Helen Stokes Lampard, head of Royal College of GPs, say patients who regularly take aspirin either as prescribed by their doctor or self-medicated should not panic as a result of this research. They say do not stop the aspirin, they recommend that maybe a PPI drug. However, these PPIs, these proton pump inhibitors, like Prilosec, Protonix, Prevacid, those have risks also. So that could increase risk of a Clostridium difficile infection. I think we've had risks with possible pneumonia, osteoporosis. So they're not without risks themselves either. So please make sure you check that out. Flu shots are failing for people who are obese. For those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of us get flu shots, but what if we're too heavy? Okay, scientists at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill found that obese people who got a flu shot were twice as likely as their normal weight peers to get sick. Now, we know that obesity puts you at risk for getting sick. There's a lot of health issues, prediabetes, diabetes itself. But the study looked at the effectiveness of flu vaccine on 1,000 adults. And participants received a seasonal trivalent inactivated flu vaccine, so not the one that you spray in the nose, but the shot, during the 2013 to 2014 and 2014 to 2015 flu seasons, so 2 seasons. The researchers evaluated their symptoms and used lab tests to measure their immune system's response to the shot. The study published recently in the International Journal of Obesity found that nearly 10% of the obese people got the flu despite being vaccinated, 10%. That compares to 5% with healthy weight. So when people say, yeah, I get the flu shot, but it doesn't work, why doesn't it work? Did your body not mount an immune response? Was the shot faulty? Is it because the shot was fine, but it was your body habitus? So we need to figure this out. According to co-author Melinda Beck, vaccinated obese adults are twice as likely to develop influenza and influenza-like illness compared to vaccinated healthy weight adults. She is professor of nutrition at UNC's Gillen School of Global Public Health. Now, the researchers suggested that the flu shot isn't as effective for obese people because their T cells don't function as well as they should. So T cells, they are infection fighters. The T cells are the lymphocytes that help fight infection. They help guard against the flu. And they believe in those who are obese, you have impaired cell functioning. Right? Now, somebody could say, well, what if it's just the fat? The shot is getting into the fat, so the fat doesn't distribute it properly. We're not supposed to shoot the injection into fat. We shoot it into muscle. So your deltoid muscle in your shoulder. So if a shot is done correctly, it goes into the muscle. Now, can you have fat within the muscle? Can the fat alter distribution of the medication? It can. You know, it can. But just to be clear, we don't believe that it's fat cells preventing your body from making the immune response initially when the shot goes in. We think it's after the shot goes in. So they think if you have impaired cell functioning, that may make vaccinated obese adults more susceptible to influenza infection. So, you know, weight is a factor. If you needed another reason to lose weight, this is a good reason. Alzheimer's disease apparently ravages the brain years before people actually show signs. Now, we knew this. We talked about this on my show years ago, that middle-aged people will start having the brain signs of Alzheimer's and the plaques and the amyloid protein deposit. We knew this, but, you know, it takes a while for studies to restudy it over and over and over again until they finally go, oh, yeah, Dr. Dahlia was right. Anyway, they say screening middle-aged adults for level of amyloid protein in the organ of the brain could possibly halt the irreversible damage. The amyloid protein causes toxic clumps in the brain, and then the protein causes cell death and lack of proper cell connection between the cells. Higher levels of the protein cause people to lose their memory quicker than those who lost it through aging. Amyloid plaques develop in parts of the brain that play a role in visual recognition and memory. So when people, you know, they look at you going, I don't know who you are, then unfortunately that's, you know, that's part of the visual recognition and memory. And it really kills people when their mom and dad don't recognize them anymore. They say such problems are linked to growing older, but Alzheimer's, obviously that's one of the main symptoms. University of California, San Diego research implies treatment is many times delayed due to people not screening until you're older. So we may have to start screening people in their 40s, in their 50s. According to the San Diego Union Tribune, they report millions of people may already have Alzheimer's and not even know it. And then 20, 30, 40 years from now, they're going to develop symptoms. I've always been, you know, fearful of that. So how do you screen? You know, do we do MRIs? MRIs may not pick it up. We could test for amyloid. I would not recommend a brain biopsy. But, you know, this isn't easy. But we got to catch it early. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.